This podcast brought to you by Hope 103.2.
Thank you and good morning. Welcome. This is Chris Switz and Morning Devotions. One day a man went to his doctor. He was in excruciating pain. Where does it hurt? Well, all over, he said. So the doctor told him to touch his shoulder and he cried out in pain. Now he said, touch your forehead. Well, he did that. And again, he cried in pain. The doctor then said, look, touch your knee. And again, he winced in pain. Doctor, he said, everywhere I touch, I'm in pain. The doctor thoroughly examined him and said, no wonder you're in pain everywhere you touch. You've got a dislocated finger. We could laugh at the silliness of that man's situation, but many of us are actually doing the same thing, just in a different way. We feel like everything in our lives is wrong, and yet there's just one thing wrong. And this one thing affects everything we do. Many of us are living without purpose. We're simply going through the motions, existing every day, having a sense of emptiness. It was Robert Byrne who said that the purpose of life is a life of purpose. So in order to get somewhere, you need to define the goal. Of course, that's essential, isn't it? The sooner you define it, the clearer everything else will become. A life without purpose is a life without a destination. It was about 2,000 years ago, the Roman philosopher Seneca said, our plans miscarry because they have no aim. When a man doesn't know what harbour he is making for, no wind is the right wind. And I like that concept. Finding the right direction in life is a problem for us all. When Stephen Hawking wrote his very popular book, A Brief History of Time, and he explained, gave his view of the nature of the universe, he said, if we find the answer to that, it would be the ultimate triumph of human reason, for then we would know the mind of God. So what do you look forward to in life? If you live a life without purpose, it can be dangerous. And like somebody says, that the mystery of human existence lies not just in staying alive, but in finding something to live for. Purpose, it's an intriguing topic. It's not measured by what you've done compared to what someone else has done, but by what you've done compared to what you're supposed to do. I guess the only way to know your purpose is to really walk with God, the one who created you and destined you for a life. Now, if you're a Christian listening to me, you don't have to go running around trying to discover your purpose. You know what it is. It's experiencing God that your purpose will be made known. One of the great benefits that come out of a close relationship with our Heavenly Father is that He can guide, direct, and prepare you for the purpose He has. And when you finally say, well, look, I'm prepared to be still and know God, you will experience something special. You'll be no longer trying to spend energy trying to sort out if this will work or that won't work. In the Lord of the Rings, J.R. Tolkien wrote a poem that included the short statement, not all who wander are lost. And that applies to you and me. Even though we feel sometimes we're wandering without any purpose, that doesn't mean that you're lost. It doesn't mean that everything is lost. Because there's hope, you can regain a sense of purpose and discover what God has for your life. So God is there. It was 3,000 years ago that King Solomon, he was Israel's very wise king, he said that God has put eternity in the hearts of men. That's in Ecclesiastes 3:11. God, it's true, God has given us a longing to find some of the answers. Rick Warren, who has been around for some time, actually said, what's worse than death? It is a life without a purpose and living without the purpose of God. It certainly gives you a sense of peace to know that the Creator of the universe has revealed to you something about your life. God is there. God is able to lead you along the life. You might feel confused sometimes, but God, in the end, knows what's best for you. Heavenly Father, today it's very easy to be selfish, self-centered. I want everything to go my way. But Lord, we lose out so much in remembering that life is enriched by putting others first and discovering the purpose that you've given. May I be reminded of this today and every day. Amen.
Thanks for listening. Start your day with Life Words. Subscribe to Hope 103.2's free daily email devotional at hope1032.com.au.